It's the way the excitement...
Come back home for a moment. What are you going to do about the Flood Tribunal and the 50 grand, Gilmore?
Well, I want to tell you about that. I've said my piece about that. In fact, I've said too much, because you can get yourself in the High Court for undermining the Tribunal. So I ain't saying no more about this, except to say just one thing, and this is all I'll say. I never asked or took money from anybody to do favours for anybody in my life.
But you know Gil Martin?
Oh, yeah.
You know Tom Gil Martin? Yeah.
I haven't seen him now for some years.
I see.
I met him. He's a Sligo man who went to England, made a lot of money, came back, wanted to do a lot of business in Ireland. Didn't work out for him. He's not well. His wife isn't well. And he's out of sorts.
But you're saying you never took money from anybody at any time for any reason?
I never took money from anybody to do a political favour insofar as planning is concerned.
GPs make an annual salary of, I think, 35 grand, plus they can make anything up to 200 grand a year in expenses. Is it the same for commissioners?
As far as I am concerned, I get, give or take, it works out at about, with expenses, 140,000 a year, and I pay 30.3% tax on that, so it's about a net 100,000. And out of that 100,000, I run a home in Dublin, Castlebar, and Brussels. I want to tell you something. Try it sometime when you have a couple of cars and three houses and three homes and a few housekeepers, and I want to tell you and everything else. But remember, it's a well-paid job. It's a well-paid job.
Now, there you go. That is one of those interviews that everyone remembers from the time many years ago. The former Commissioner, European Commissioner Pádraig Flynn, with Gay Byrne on The Late Late Show. The reason we're playing that is because The Late Late Show is looking for a new presenter. Ryan Tuberty announcing that he will be leaving The Late Late Show at the end of this season, 14 years at the helm, having replaced Pat Kenny as host of the long-running chat show in 2009. Rather than concentrate on who's going to replace him, we've asked a number of people to talk to us this morning, give us their view about what should happen with The Late Late Show, or indeed maybe what makes a good chat show. With me on the line to talk about this, I've got Anne Lucy, journalist, of course. We've Penny Crowley from Kenmare, and Sean Lyons is in our studio in Tralee. Good morning to all of you, and
morning,
thanks
morning,
for talking to us about this subject. And listen, what should happen with The Late Late Show, or you know, what does make a good chat show that people sit down to on a Friday night?
Well, I think you gave a perfect example. The old Late Late with Gay Byrne, and to an extent with Pat Kenny, though never quite as much, gave the impression of a group in a sitting room on a Saturday night, I think it was Saturday night then, and everybody talking and putting forward their opinion, and your robust debate. Now, that has completely abandoned the show, and I think the host aren't up to it either. I don't think Ryan Tuberty was up to that kind of level of debate. For instance, I was looking up, I don't think the housing crisis has been discussed in The Late Late, certainly not in recent times, in the way we were used to from Gay Byrne. And you had that interview in December, for instance, with Mary Lou MacDonald. Now, the old Late Late would not just have had Mary Lou and a sort of, it was very much a celebrity-style interview. There wasn't one hard question thrown at her, even though she was a politician. But the old Late Late would have had Shane Ross in studio with her, and you'd have a good head-on collision, as it were, between the two. And you'd
is that a question then about what kind of a show it is, which leads us to our discussion this morning? Because in fairness to Ryan Tuberty, he moved it away from, like, prime time is prime time, current affairs programs are current affairs programs. Katie Hannah's doing one now on a Monday night. Is The Late Late Show meant to be that?
Well,
or is it meant to be light entertainment to relax you on a Friday night?
No, I think The Late Late Show is meant to be a mix, and I think it's meant to be hard issues discussed in a sort of sitting room,
as well as the light entertainment stuff and the celebrity stuff as well. Mixed
in. You can have elements of that, whereas just parsing out and compartmentalising everything and this huge lightness. I mean, The Late Late, let's not forget, Ryan Tuberty is leaving, but The Late Late is bleeding figures apart from the Tie Show.
Yeah, okay. All right, Sean Lyons, what's your view on what makes a good chat show? What might should happen to The Late Late Show, if I can put it that way?
I think the biggest challenge The Late Late Show had in the last number of years was it was forever looking over its shoulder at Graham Norton. Graham Norton is pure and simple light entertainment. You get the big names in, ask them fairly straightforward questions and have a bit of a laugh. But the interview you played there with the... You had Pádraig to pick somebody from Castlebar, didn't you?
Yeah.
that shows, I think, one of the most important aspects of a good chat show host. I don't think Gay Byrne had planned to pursue that with
he
Pádraig.
He reacted in the moment to what Pádraig Finn was saying and asked questions based on that. Even when he was told, I'm not going to talk about that, but you knew him, didn't you? And you got him talking.
Yeah, and Gay Byrne was one of those hosts, he could chat to somebody about the softest of issues, but once he smelled blood in the water with P. Flynn, he just led him on, and he didn't attack him, he just gave him enough rope to literally hang himself there. And I think that's probably the greatest gift that a chat show host can have, having that instinct, have the empathy by all means, you know, to be kind and gentle and sweet with people where necessary, but then be ready to attack once you sniff the blood in the water. Be prepared to go for it.
And you'd that like takes to see courage a new host, as well. Whoever he or she is, encapsulating that perhaps, maybe.
I would, but like Anne said, it depends on what the Late Late Show wants to be. Does it want to be just a light entertainment show with the, you know, celebrity style interviews, or does it want to be a show that will incorporate the possibility of being able to attack somebody as well?
Okay, all right, stay with me. We're going to talk a bit more about this. Give us your reviews, 0667123666. What makes a good chat show host, or what makes a good chat show? We want more after we take these.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
We're talking about what makes a good chat show in the light of the news that there'll be a new presenter installed at some stage over the next while for the Late Late Show. Give us your reviews using that. And Lucy, Sean Lyons and Penny Crowley. Penny, what's your review? What would you like to see on a chat show, or maybe what you'd like to see the Late Late Show become, if it needs to change at all?
I think, Jerry, one of the main things I would say in favour of that sort of show is that it is a great platform for engaging the country, the whole country. At times, for example, the toy show, the St. Patrick's Night and so on. It's a great fundraising platform. It brings new talent. It showcases maybe new enterprise, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And at times it can have very, very interesting stories. But again, I'd agree with Anne and Sean that it doesn't break barriers anymore. It doesn't tackle taboo subjects. It plays very safe, I think, in many, many ways.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure it knows at this stage what the target audience is. And I think that's largely due to the fact there's a huge amount of competition in terms of streaming, podcasts, all sorts of other shows, which there wouldn't have been back originally in the day. I mean, it was the one thing you watched was the Late Late.
Is it still the appointment to watch, I suppose, the national conversation, because it's been running so long, because it's got such high profile on RTE, even in this new era of streaming services, and so much more choice than there was in the days of Gay Byrne or even Pat Kenny?
I think it depends, Jerry. I think, I mean, obviously, you know, shows like the Toy Show, maybe the Eurovision show, they might. I'm not so sure about it generally.
Your Commoner Garden Friday night.
Yeah. I'm not so sure. I suppose one thing that personally annoys me are these spoilers. And I know why they have to do it, because they have to make sure everyone knows what's coming on. I think in general it's probably too long. It's hard to keep a live show going, and I think it's too safe. And I think a lot of that is because watched with the Late Late.
Is it still the appointment to watch, I suppose, the national conversation, because it's been running so long, because it's got such high profile on RTE, even in this new era of streaming services, and so much more choice than there was in the days of Gay Byrne or even Pat Kenny?
I think it depends, Jerry. I think, I mean, obviously, you know, shows like the Toy Show, maybe the Eurovision show, they might. I'm not so sure about it generally.
Your Commoner Garden Friday night.
Yeah. I'm not so sure. I suppose one thing that personally annoys me are these spoilers. And I know why they have to do it, because they have to make sure everyone knows what's coming on. I think in general it's probably too long. It's hard to keep a live show going, and I think it's too safe. And I think a lot of that is because sometimes it presents as being formulaic and predictable, and I know there's a lot of litigation around that as well. I think overall they're going to have a good look at the format, but of course obviously the most important thing is the presenter.
Because
you can have the best presenter in the world and the worst show, one would hope not. Or you can have not a great show, not a great presenter. So it's hard to know. I also think that where we would, personally, I would like a little bit more audience engagement. I think, again, the audience should be much more involved, and as Anne said earlier, a bit more debate. And I think they don't like that anymore, because you can't contain that sometimes.
It's a high wire act in terms of what you need to do. Okay, let me ask this question finally. We're going slightly late to news on this one. And Lucy, who would you like to see present the Late Late Show? Or maybe what type of a presenter, if you don't want to name a person?
I want somebody with a bit of gravitas. My problem with Ryan Tubridy was I didn't think he wasn't serious enough. He wasn't angry enough.
He wasn't that style of presenter. Yeah.
You need somebody with a bit of anger. And also, this, you know, we're all running under the table from litigation, and the country is coming down with liars, whether it's just housing
or other things.
Fixed, or anything. Yeah. We have to really test.
So a brave presenter.
A presenter I would like, and it would be Marty Morrissey. I've listened to Marty, and I think Marty has a lot of gravitas. He takes, sometimes he substitutes in shows, or you'd have him even
He does on radio programs and things.
I think Marty has the range.
Okay.
So I pity Katie Hannon has done the Monday night, because I think she would have been ideal.
Who knows? Anything's possible. Okay,
well,
that's it. Two interesting calls.
They won't pull her out of that.
Probably
now,
not. No. You're right. Two interesting calls there from Anne Lucy. Sean Lyne, same question to you.
I kind of think of anybody offhand that I'd like to do it. I wouldn't like to see do it is Tommy Tiernan. I'm a huge fan of Tommy's, but the live audience has taken an awful lot from his show, and I think the live audience is a big part of the Late Late Show.
Yes, yeah, okay. And Tommy's doing a good enough job, I suppose, in the style of show where he is, without having to move him. Penny, final question to you. Who do you think, or what
I'm
style?
I'm not 100% sure, Jerry. I think we just need someone who has a very eclectic range of interest, and nearly a performer. I think you've got to be able to have the light conversation. You've got to be able to have very probing questions. I do like the style of Brendan O'Connor. I think his interview skills are very interesting. Whether he lasts 2 hours now is another thing. I think they're going to have to look at the whole format. And, I mean, most of all, we need someone engaging.
Yeah, okay.
And someone who's not afraid to ask good questions,
hard questions.
Really.
Okay, well, listen, guys, thanks a million for all three of you for talking to us on the programme this morning, giving us your view in relation to that. We want to hear from you on the programme. What do you think of what Penny, Anne and Sean had to say? Do they need to change the format of the show, as well as this change in presenter? Shorten it maybe for the more modern audience. Give us your view. What style of a programme would you like to see? We want to hear your opinions on that as well.